Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Pauline Goldsworthy
and Mike Hutchinson.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our features this week both feature buildings. Derek James on Howard House and Neil Haverson on Fortress H. But first, here's information desk.
This is the information desk for Thursday the 24th of January. Thank you very much for the stamps from Mr. C. Humphrey and Mrs. E. Berry. These will be sent to the NNAB for their collection.
If you have ever fancied playing bowls, now is your chance. The Norwich Visually Handicapped Bowls Club is looking for new members. They meet on Wednesday mornings from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at County Arts, Plumstead Road, Norwich. So join in the fun and relax afterwards with a cup of tea and biscuits. For more information, contact Brian Deakins on 01603 748610. The next meeting is on Wednesday, January the 30th, from 11:30 to 1:30.
The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. At St Cuthbert's Church in Roxon Road, Sprowston. The club has various activities including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. It certainly sounds good. At the moment, transport cannot be provided for new members, but if you can arrange to get to Sprowston, you and your driver are very welcome. It costs £8 per year for members to join. So if you're interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961407 or Marion on 01603 408 758. And the next meeting will be on Thursday, February the 7th.
The NNAB Discussion Group. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich. The cost is £3. The next meeting is on Tuesday, February the 5th. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629558, or you can email Mark Smith at nnab.org.uk. We now have some good and some bad news on the health front. There was good news from Helston Hospital, which is opening a new unit for new mothers and heavily pregnant women with serious mental health problems, and from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which has successfully introduced robotic surgery. However, the chaos and confusion around the Norfolk and Suffolk Mental Health Trust was condemned by 7 Norfolk and Suffolk MPs, and pharmacists are reported to be at their wits' end due to shortages of many common medicines.
New mothers and heavily pregnant women with serious mental health problems will soon be able to receive help without being separated from their babies, as a new £4 million unit in Norwich is about to open. The Kingfisher unit at Helston Hospital is due to open on January the 28th, and an open day was held on Tuesday as the final preparations took place. The 8-bed unit, which combines the traditional psychiatric inpatient care with nursery facilities, will cover Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. It was just one of 4 launched by the NHS England in 2017. Dr. Green Thompson said, "We also know children can suffer later in life, so what we want to do here is take that away." The Kingfisher unit, run by the Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, will care for mothers with mental health illnesses such as postnatal depression and severe anxiety, as well as postpartum psychosis, a serious mental health condition which can occur in recently delivered mothers, which causes hallucinations and delusions and can severely disrupt perception, thinking, emotions and behaviour.
It sounds like something from a science fiction movie, but robotic surgery is happening every day at Norfolk's busiest hospital, with precision skill top of the pecking order. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital gave people the chance to try out the £1 million robot, which is used to transform the lives of cancer patients, at an event on Tuesday to mark 3 years of robotic keyhole surgery at the Trust. The state-of-the-art machine, operated by a surgeon, carried out the first radical prostatectomy in Norwich on February 18, 2016, to remove the prostate of a cancer patient. But now consultant surgeon in neurology, Mark Rochester, said the machine is in constant use, with colleagues having to use it on a Saturday to get a slot. Any cancer patient opting for prostate removal is treated using the robot and is usually discharged the day after surgery. 8 surgeons have now been trained to use the robot, with surgery usually taking 4 to 6 hours. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital was the 7th fastest hospital in the UK to complete 750 cases.
A cross-party group of MPs has demanded the chaos and confusion must end over the region's failing mental health care provision. 7 MPs from Norfolk and Suffolk, representing the Conservatives, Labour and the Liberal Democrats, have written to the regulator, NHS Improvement, to slam the unacceptable drift in coming up with a plan for how to fix the failings at Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust. NSFT was rated as inadequate for the third time in November, making it the worst mental health trust in the country. And despite cries for it to be placed into government control under special administration or for the trust to be split up, this did not happen, and the MPs said they felt no more confident in change following a meeting with NHSI last week. It is vital that a clear plan emerges soon to give reassurance to those who rely on mental health services in Norfolk and Suffolk and their families. It is also vitally important for staff to see that there is an agreed plan in place to give them encouragement and reassurance for the future. They demanded a plan to be published by February 20, but it was clear that what action would be taken if this did not happen.
Pharmacists in Norfolk are at their wits' end as they struggle to get hold of many common medicines, including painkillers and antidepressants. A national shortage of some medicines meant patients were being sent away without their full supply, or even being asked to go back to their doctors to ask for alternative drugs. Tony Dean, chief officer at the Norfolk Local Pharmaceutical Committee, said, "It's a national problem, and it is a very real and increasing problem."
The wrecking ball swings through the air and the buildings collapse in clouds of dust. So much for our heritage has been smashed to pieces, victims of civic vandalism in Norwich. And then there is Howard House. Derek James reported on this building just down the road from the Chatterbox studio. The feature is read by Sophie Yeomans.